This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Dr. Tom Little. Dr. Little is the superintendent of schools for Yancey County, and he joins us on a regular basis to talk about what's going on in the Yancey school system. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much, Steve. As always, I appreciate the opportunity to share information with the community. We are ending a very successful school year. Our test scores were high. We had 100% mastery in some places, so I'm very pleased and very happy with the job the teachers did this year, as well as the support from parents and the hard work of our students. We also have made a lot of growth in other areas, on areas that are not just tested by the state. We teach the total child, and there are lots of things that are not in that curriculum. We focus a great deal on our curriculum, but then we do other things too. We still, in Yancey County, teach character education, and we support moral values, and we try to provide for the total education of the child to make them a productive member of the community when they graduate, ready to face the world of work. And I think we do a great job in that area. We've had a very successful athletic season with our athletes. We've won a lot of games, but even more important, we've had coaches who have been very strong role models. We've focused on character education there also, and just making sure that we provide those children, those students in our athletic programs with, again, high character education and moral values. Our extracurricular programs have been outstanding this year. The first couple that come to my mind are the FFA students. That organization, it has grown. And those students do a great deal for the community, and the education they receive in that club has done a lot to promote character. The ROTC program, again, is another program that is growing, and I'm very pleased with the things that I see in that program. I've seen a lot of comments on your website relating to our students and so forth. A lot of comments, and it saddens me to an extent. I think that people need to remember that we're dealing with students here, children in adult bodies. When I came to Yancey County, that was the first impression that I received, was the students in this school system and in this community, and the manners that I saw with these students, the friendliness of students and the respect that they had for adults. And it just kind of disturbs me that other people do not see that, because I've been in systems in other states, and it is just so refreshing to come and to work with children and students and young adults who still have respect for people and respect for themselves. I'm also distressed about the play that was presented at the high school. I did not see that play. I was out of town, but we do have things in place to make sure that we do not have inappropriate things going on during a play. The high school principal reads the script prior to the play going into practice. I will assure the citizens of this community that I will not support things going on the stage that we would suspend students for doing if they were doing it in the hallways of our school. I read on WKYK, someone said, we continue to hear that this won't happen, and it continues to happen again and again. What I can respond to that is, you've never heard me say that it won't happen again, because I will tell you, it will not. I've seen some of the performances there, and I'm always struck by the fact that this is a high school performance, because I see performances that make me think I am at a professional play. So our students do a great job, but I'm all for freedom of speech, but I'm also for setting an example on the stage for the community and for the people in the audience. So I will be monitoring that next year. I have asked our chairman of the school board, Mrs. Thomas, to go with me for dress rehearsals before the play, and we will be monitoring that. I think Mrs. Laws does an outstanding job directing programs and leading those students, but I think we also have to look at the content of the plays. I appreciate the administrators of this system for the leadership they provide for us. I appreciate the teachers for their dedicated service and love for students, and the parents for the support they show for the system and for their children. Yancey County is a very special place in our little corner of the world. We have some problems, but there is an awful lot right in this community. My wife and I are happy to live in this community and be part of this community, and we consider this to be home. I'm looking forward to another school year, and that, Steve, will end another happy school year.
Thank you very much, sir. Dr. Tom Little, Superintendent of Yancey County Schools. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.